When he wrote Another Brick in the Wall in 1979, Pink Floyd's bassist, Roger Waters, wanted to convey the cruelty and rigidity of British boarding schools. But around the world, this song became a political anthem against government oppression. It was banned in South Africa during apartheid, and a decade later became the soundtrack to the fall of the Berlin Wall. Hey, teacher, leave them kids alone. Now, a new generation has taken on the song. A pair of musicians born in Iran have reworked the lyrics as a rallying cry against the government in Tehran. Brothers Sepp and Sol make up the Canadian duo Blurred Vision, and while they're using the song to criticize Iran's government today, in 1979, many young Iranians who supported the Islamic Revolution drew inspiration from it.
The song Another Brick in the Wall has been sort of a symbol for anti-oppression, and none so more than in Iran when at the same time the revolution happened for the Islamic Republic. And one of the first things that government did was ban rock and roll. Another Brick in the Wall became the anthem for the youth at that time. So now, 30 years later, we're seeing this amazing movement rise up again, started by the youth once more. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Always leaving kids alone. Is the song resonating in Iran? Do you know if people are hearing it?
Just like back in 1979, when they were making copies of cassette copies of the album The Wall, now they're making email copies of this and sending it to each other. So it's always been very technologically advanced, these revolutions in Iran.
I should mention, Sepp and Sol, you're not using your last names because you still have relatives in Iran. And have you received any messages from people in Iran?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the most inspiring things is when this came out, the messages that were coming through the wire, it was so touching to hear that the youth, they still had so much hope, even though they were, you know, being cracked down in such brutal manners by the government.
Now, you, in order to make this song and then to release it, you had to sort of jump through a couple of legal hoops because it's owned by Pink Floyd. How did you get their permission to put this out there?
When we recorded the song, we knew immediately that before we actually released it, we had to get permission. And it didn't take very long. I mean, all we pretty much had to do was ask, and he sent us back saying, yeah, go ahead, you can use this song.
So the lead singer of Pink Floyd, Roger Waters,
yeah,
yes,
that's right.
Said,
he said,
yep,
you can use this song.
And, he must have been floored when he said that.
Oh, we were.
Oh, yeah, more than floored. But at the same time, not surprised because, being huge Floyd fans, we've known of their, of their work for humanity and especially Roger's support of things going around the world.
Did you guys ask Roger Waters if, maybe one day when, things sort themselves out, he'll perform this with you in Tehran?
The concert would be monumental. Rock and roll has always been in that land. And the idea of rock and roll, I mean, you can go back hundreds and centuries to the time of the ancient Persian poets who really can be called the first rock and rollers, who used to roam those ancient lands and drink wine and speak poetry and sing and, surrounded by women. I mean, you read into the history of Persian culture and it's all about that. It's all about life and enjoying it and having a good time and being around one another. So, if that happens, then we will definitely ask Roger.
All right, we're gonna ask for backstage passes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. This will be an invitation to the world to come.
That's Sepp and Sol. They join me from the CBC studios in Toronto. Their band is called Blurred Vision. Gentlemen, thanks so much.
That was great.
No
Thank
problem.
You.
Thank you.